This is JIS News. Coming up, government lauded for retaining Duna Market benefits, cabinet ends successful three-day retreat, and Caribbean Maritime Institute receives fire trucks and ambulance from Government of Japan. The news in detail after this message. The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The symptoms of influenza A, H1N1, formerly called swine flu, are fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, nasal stuffiness, muscle aches, shortness of breath, extreme tiredness, and in some cases nausea and vomiting may occur. Washing hands regularly with soap and water will help to protect you from the influenza virus. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. General Manager of the Jamaica Stock Exchange, JSE, Marlene Street Forrest, is lauding the government for its decision to maintain the special scheme of incentives offered to companies listed on the Junior Stock Exchange. Mrs. Street Forrest says there are already indications that more companies will be opting to list on the junior market because of the benefits. She says this augurs well for efforts to achieve long-term economic growth for the country.
Now we have so many more companies that are working towards coming to market that the government will not be disappointed. And the level of growth we will see based on the performance of the companies that will come. Actually, we are seeing it based on the performance of the companies that are now here.
Mrs. Street Forrest was speaking at a recent press conference at the JSE. The government on Friday completed an intensive three-day retreat. The retreat saw members of the new cabinet conducting a rigorous review of existing plans and programs of all ministries, departments, and agencies, MDAs. The cabinet further refined its new plans and programs and gave direction to the MDAs regarding priorities and strategies to be implemented. There were also presentations from the Ministry of Finance, Bank of Jamaica, and the Planning Institute of Jamaica. Consideration was also given to fiscal programs such as projected revenues and expenditure and reforms of the tax system, including an increase of the personal income tax threshold, in preparation for the tabling of the budget in the next 14 days. In a statement from the Office of the Prime Minister Friday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said he's encouraged by the dedication and energy of all government ministers in marshalling their ministries and subject areas. On the matter of the committed tax threshold increase, Mr. Holness says the plan will be fully addressed in the presentation of the budget. Three refurbished fire trucks and an ambulance valued at $9.6 million have been donated to the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, by the Government of Japan. The donation is aimed at improving the emergency response capability of the CMI to Port Royal and Harbourview in East Kingston. CMI Executive Director Dr. Fritz Pinnock says the gift is significant and will enhance the country's ability to provide safer communities.
All our senior cadets and marine officers are all advanced firefighting trained and are certified by the International Maritime Organization, also an emergency medical service. We know we'll be able now to respond to emergency services wherever.
One of the fire trucks and the ambulance will be located at the CMI campus on Palisades Road. The other two units will be placed at the fire station in Port Royal and at the Donald Quarry High School in Harbourview to improve response time. Funding for the units is being provided under the Grant Assistance for Grassroots and Human Security Project. And the fourth annual Jamaica Alternative Energy Expo is to be held on April 7 and 8 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. This year's staging will focus on a national shift in behavior towards efficient uses of energy and greater conservation methods. The two-day event is expected to feature workshops and presentations aimed at household energy consumers, business operators, students, academics, and industry professionals. Some 40 exhibitors from local and international commercial, academic, and government entities involved in the energy industry are expected to participate. Energy efficiency experts will also be available to explain steps that householders and business operators can take to reduce their energy bills. The event is being organized by Events and Entertainment Limited and sponsored by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica for the third consecutive year. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.